Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to another episode of The Brendan Show. I'm always trying to automate. How can I automate a process that matters to me? So for many of you know, books matter to me. So we automated the process of selling books. Just all day long, we're just selling hundreds or thousands of books. I'm here, hundreds of thousands of books are gonna be sold all around the world. I don't have to do anything. We set it up. I automated that process with online tools, with team. And so you gotta figure out, what are the processes that matter the most, and can you set them up to just run? Versus you maintaining it, someone else maintain it, or a system to automate it. So high performers are always automating those things. My yoga friend who said, oh my gosh, I'm so busy and underwater. I said, what do you do? Well, you know, I gotta do this and this and this. Turned out she was going to Costco every Saturday, spending 2-3 hours at Costco, because you gotta go up every aisle. If you did not know, I'm not allowed there anymore.
My wife took me one time. And she was like, never again. I went up every aisle. I need to know what's in there, man. Oh my God, what's in? I gotta go up every single aisle. I'm the worst. You wanna go to shop with me to get blueberries? Oh no. I'm gonna go look up at everything. Look at the packaging on this. Oh my gosh. I told you I'm easy to distract. She's like, you are not going. I walked in there and said, look at all these things we need. She goes, we don't need any of those. I said, but look at that TV, it's bigger than ours. But our TV is fine. I'm like, but they have one. I'm a terrible shopper. I'm totally not allowed to do that. My staff, when we went down to Puerto Rico, took me to the Costco in Puerto Rico. Oh, they didn't know it'd be the whole day. They had no idea. I had to look at all of it. Just, I'm terrible at it. You can't have me do it. So I've always got to say, oh, what's the best use of my time and get the support and the team and the tools to automate things and not be a browser on these other things. It's so important for you to decide what matters. I can't tell you what it is, but you already know. And how can you automate things that they're running and running and running? Back to the story of the woman at Costco. She's there every Saturday. I said, what are you doing there? She said, well, I have to go buy all the supplies for my 4 yoga studios. I go, do you own the 4 yoga studios? She goes, yeah. I go, do other people work there? She goes, yeah. I say, well, why do you have to go get the supplies? Why don't you send somebody? I can't ask people to do that. Do you pay them? Well, yes, I do. Well, what's going on with you? Why do you have to control what you are controlling? Maybe write it down. Why do I have to control what I'm controlling? Look at all the things you're controlling in your life. Why does that have to be you? Why does that have to be you? It's one of the most profound questions in all of achievement. Why does that have to be you? Who said that had to be you? Why does she have to go to Costco? Because she said she had to control it. But does she have to control it, yes or no? No! No, oh, but think of all the excuses she said. But if I give my credit card to them, they'll go buy everything in that store. I said, no, I would, but most people who are responsible, the people you're paying probably aren't gonna do that, and they give you a receipt too, so that's good, and it shows up on your card, you'd know right away, right? I would know right away, and if they take advantage of it, you fire them, right? Oh yeah, okay, so we're good. Bases are covered. Bases are covered. You need to look at all the things you're controlling and ask, what if I removed, automated, or delegated that? What if I removed, automated, or delegated? What if I removed, automated, or delegated? What if I removed, automated, or delegated? And the second question then, what if I removed, automated, or delegated, that you get to ask yourself, okay, if I removed, automated, or delegated, like that shirt, what's the worst that could happen? What are they going to, this in her situation, they're going to buy too much toilet paper? What's the worst that's going to happen? They're going to buy some, you know, one of those things, the buckets of things that last 7 months. What's going to happen? What's the worst that happens if you let go of some control? Who's ever quit a job in this room before? Ever quit a job, like a job with other team members on it? Who's ever quit a job? Raise your hand. Did any of you ever, who's ever been fired from a job? Okay. You ever notice the fired people make a different sound? There's that weird laugh. They're kind of happy it happened, but kind of like, should I raise my hand about this? I don't know what this says about me. You got fired? What does that say about you? They always make a different noise. So if you've ever been fired or you've ever quit, has anyone in the room ever, and be honest, ever quit and left and everything ran fine without you and you were hurt by that? Raise your hand nice and tall. Look around the room. You quit and everything went just fine. The organization, like you hope you say, this place is gonna burn. This place is gonna collapse without me. You go on a week later, Hey, what are you doing? Hey, how's it been? They didn't even know you quit. They didn't even know you showed up. They're like, I didn't even notice you were gone. Isn't that the worst? They don't even know you were gone. It's ego that feels it has to control. It's ego. You need to find the things. Listen to this. Here's a crazy idea for your productivity. And I hope you guys are all with me on this because I know I'm being a little silly. But here's a crazy thing about my life. Everything that I control is my art, and I love it. See, new team members come in sometimes, Brendan, why are you still writing your email to all the people every week? I love the people every week, and I'm a writer. I like it. Well, sometimes you're not on schedule. I love the people, and I'm a writer. Well, but somebody else could do it. Yes, but I like this part. But how many entrepreneurs in the room are doing stuff you don't like? Say, oh no. Oh, no. Way less oh no's. So everything I have control in lots of things that I really enjoy and I really love, and everything else I hand over here. I really think that could change your life, that question. What are all these things I control, and why do I think I have to control them? What if I could automate that, delegate that, or remove that so that I could focus more on the things that really move the needle? I will tell you, it's how I got promoted faster than everyone else in corporate America. It's how, by the end of my third year in the industry, I had created more online instruction than any of my peers combined. Now you go, what? How is that possible? Because that's all I did, because I loved it. I knew that was a PQO. The second or third peer after me might have, like, at our levels, if you will, in our industries that I play in, they might have 1, 2, on average, maybe 5 online courses that might be pretty short. I've got 35-week online courses. People are like, what? The number of our millions of online students around the world, what, how? What was it? What was so special about Brendan? Well, 1, 2, 3, and 4. That was what mattered.
If you're ready to take your life to a whole new level, make sure you grab my book, High Performance Habits, How Extraordinary People Become That Way. It's available on Amazon right now. And when you order your copy, you're really supporting my channel and the message. And you're also getting a book that will reveal to you 20 years of my research into what is it that helps people go to a new level of success in their life. What does it really take? What habits are proven to help you reach long-term success in your career, your health, your personal life, your relationships? It's called High Performance Habits, How Extraordinary People Become That Way. It's available on Amazon right now.
Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, oh, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me, or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there, my team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125.